Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your host, Daniel Brigman, and thepowerhour.com, thepowermodel.com are two websites. Great to be with you. Like I previously said, fantastic broadcast. Glenn Parnham is going to be here. He's not only, you know, the purveyor of Super Silver and where we get our Super Silver from for the Power Mall, but he's a research scientist. And so he knows the research about all this, about coronavirus, Ebola, you know, silver. He's got a good perspective. I talked to him briefly, asking about where we are in America. What are we looking at? Should we be concerned? You know, what is this? And so we're going to deal with that, in the second hour of the broadcast. Coming up in about half hour, Chris Slaterly, which is a pro-life advocate. He has, been sued a couple, three times by, abortion mills.
So, on what grounds?
Well, I think he won. He won his case. I think they got dismissed. But he
still got to spend money.
We'll get into that and so much more with him. Obviously, President Trump, the fact that he went to that pro-life, the March for Life, the first president ever, the United States president,
and gave his great speech too.
It's a big deal. So much more. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's great to be here. Another great day in America.
Yes, it is. This story, you know, I've been going back and forth. Obviously, we sent out an email yesterday. People have been asking, you know, what should I do? I'm not a medical doctor. I've told you what I've done. One thing I forgot to mention yesterday was vitamin D. Definitely loading up on vitamin D. Mm-hmm. We feel responsibility, obviously, to kind of give you good information and
situations. In the right direction.
Yeah, at least to the truth, or at least an opportunity for you to make a decision for yourself. This is a hard one because the risks are so great with this situation, and the information is so all over the place.
Sketchy, yeah.
Yeah, it's so, you know, and my instinct, this is just my instinct, tells me that this is worse than what we're being led to believe. That's my instinct from what I'm starting to see.
I concur with that 100%, and I got a little thing real quick here. Tells you what. British Airlines ends flights to China as virus spreads to the Middle East. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, a whole airline.
See, a whole airline. That's money. They're losing commerce.
Money. Right.
So when companies start losing money, you have a tendency to believe what's going on.
The risk.
Because they'll put anybody's life at risk for a buck. So they're losing money now for not going over there. So that's why I have a tendency to believe that this is a big deal.
Well, see, this is like Al Gore. Al Gore goes on and preaches about global warming and about the oceans
rising
and all that. And then what does he do? He buys an oceanfront property.
$4 million house.
So you put those two and two together. It's like, man,
this
is BS, right? Yeah. You put this together, what we've been reporting, and now airlines are saying, you know what, we're just not even going to go there.
Mongolia shut their door.
North Korea. Flights. This is the story right here that made me, we've had this discussion, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we probably, you know, if you've been listening, we're probably beating it to death. But this is probably the discussion you're having in your mind, if this is relevant or not. Is this important or not? Is this, obviously it's important, but is this a risk factor for me, for my family, all these things? This is the story that kind of put it over the top. Yes, everything you said, I agree with.
Okay.
U.S. evacuees from China head to California military base as coronavirus outbreak grows. They were scheduled to go into, I think, John Wayne Airport in Ontario, California. I think that's where they're scheduled. Everybody, America evacuated everybody from the province. Everybody. They said, everybody, you know, get on the plane. Let's go.
Let's go.
You're American. Get on this plane and let's go. They're supposed to fly into John Wayne Airport, and the spokesman from John Wayne Airport discussed how they're prepared for situations like this, refugees or emergency situations. They're prepared for this.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
They got some docs.
It's all prepared.
Yeah.
The military says, no. We're going to take you straight.
We're going to reroute you.
We're going to reroute you to the Air Force Base.
Yes.
I mean, you can, if you want to start talking about conspiracies, maybe there's conspiracy. But this made me think, okay, this is not just some, they're at least what's going on in China, people coming from there.
Right.
They're very concerned about it. A flight carrying about 200 American evacuees is headed to a U.S. military base in Southern California after leaving the epicenter of the deadly coronavirus outbreak in China. The flight chartered by the U.S. State Department left Wuhan and touched down late last night at Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport in Alaska, then went on to the military. It's scheduled to go to the military base in California. It left for the March Air Reserve Base near Riverside, California. There, local officials will work with Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to facilitate a thorough, a thorough screening of the passengers.
Like Ellis Island.
Well, like it should.
Yeah, like it should be.
They should have done it in Alaska, the first stop. They should have done it there first. They shouldn't even got to the, but anyway, terrified passengers wear plastic bottles and motorbike helmets to protect themselves against coronavirus. The sun, desperate air passengers have been spotted wearing everything from plastic bottles to motorbike helmets in a bid to protect themselves. And of course, as you said, British Airways has now axed all flights to China.
Mm-hmm. And one other thing that in my mind is a big, big tell is that, large corporations are buying up all the food storage. What are they doing buying up all the people's food storage if they don't think that it's going to be a big mess?
Well, I can tell you, I can tell you with Nemana, we're running out of some supplies. We have a supply prepared, but then when stuff like this happens, unless you got warehouses and warehouses full, you just can't be prepared. And, The masks, the N95 masks, mm-hmm. are basically
gone.
Sold out.
Yeah, gone across the United States.
Right. So people usually are a good judge.
Like, right.
They just have
It's like the books over in England when they bet on things. They're usually 95% right.
Right. Huffington Post says Trump has 1% chance to win the election, but they're betting a much different realistic
line. Yeah, they're betting 75% that Trump's going to win over in England.
Or whatever. You get my point. That people's instinct kind of kicks mm-hmm. in. Okay, this tells me this is real.
Yeah. When they're buying up all that food, the big business, I said, that's it. There's something to this, really something to it.
Well, I'm convinced there's something to it in China, certainly. There's absolutely. Now is the risk to America. How quickly it makes me feel like they're starting to realize how easily and quickly this can spread by even one person.
Especially if they walk through San Francisco.
Yeah, with the fecal through the sidewalks. It'll mutate into
the purple diabungi.
It'll either cure you or kill you. Oh. Get coronavirus and then walk through the
through
sidewalk.
There, and you don't know what the heck you're going to come out with at the end of the block.
It's not funny, but you got to laugh at something, right?
Exactly.
The one thing that gives me pause is that why hasn't America stopped all flights? We haven't heard that news yet. Why haven't they come aboard? Anybody coming from China, they need to be stopping.
Yeah, I agree. But I think Trump's worried about his reelection, and he doesn't want anything messing up the economy.
Okay, here's what's going to happen if this is a big deal. If he does not act and he doesn't take steps now, even reasonable. See, to me, that's reasonable. I'm not saying you can't come in, but if you come in, you're going to get screened.
Right, you're going to go through that.
Anybody coming in from these areas where we know it's a concentrated, you're going to get screened.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That's it. Period.
Period.
End of story. If he doesn't do something like that, and then it does morph into a problem, like a real problem, similar to China, if this is a real global pandemic or turns into that, then people are going to be blaming him. It's just not worth. Again, it's not worth the risk.
Yeah, he should do like they did. Brought him over to that military and
check him out for a
while.
In the major hub, where's the major hubs? It's all got to be California coming from China, right?
Yeah.
They're all California, I would say.
Oregon,
maybe Chicago,
Washington.
Maybe a couple of the major cities.
Yeah,
they're coming to to California first, I would imagine. I mean, I don't coming to the West Coast. They should set up some of these detection screening centers mm-hmm. in on the coast.
Yeah, I agree. 100%.
There's an article by Activist Post. I'm not going to get into about how the pandemic benefits the globalist agenda.
Okay. I could see it.
How so? What do you mean?
Disrupts everything?
Well, it makes them, you can, you know, if it got bad enough, they would declare martial law.
Right. They're gonna, yeah. And then they're going to say, we'll take care of it. All you do is we'll have to declare martial law and take all your guns away and we'll take care of it.
Yeah, or in protect, it will be a protected.
Right.
It's going to be at least 6 months a year.
That's
so then
right.
You can't go to the grocery store unless you.
We got to deliver your food. We got to do this. You got to give up your guns.
Yeah,
we don't want any rioting in the streets.
Yeah, XYZ, ABC. Right. That's why you know people are buying food stores. You know, I hate to take advantage. That's not even the word. But then I feel I don't promote as much as I should.
Right.
And different. I don't even because I feel awkward. But this situation, this is what I'm trying to say. I do not know what's going to happen.
Me neither.
But the risks, and you can see pretty clearly where the possibilities are.
And
buy your food storage. If you haven't already bought food storage, buy some food storage.
And if you got some, get more. It's not going to hurt.
Right. It's a no-lose investment.
Yeah. 10 years from now, you can eat it. When inflation's probably gone wild in 10 years.
And here's the other thing. The prices are not going to stay the same.
No, that's what they were saying.
I can tell you.
I forgot about that. They said the stuff that's selling right now, prices are going crazy across the country.
No, I'm just telling you, they're not going to stay the same.
Right.
They're just not because just for a lot of factors, a lot of reasons, they're not. I told Jay, you get everybody who wants individual buckets of food storage, you can order as many as we got. You know, we have certain things we've already sold out of, but you know, certain things we got good supply of the main things. You can get 20% off because your power. Nowhere else are you going to get that.
That's, no, they're charging over retail.
Yes, you're getting that from us.
Mm-hmm.
So from the Power Hour, we do care about you here. Yes, I'm selling you something, but yes, we do care about
right.
you. Let me get on to let's bust through some news.
Okay,
there's a video from Information Liberation. Chinese riot. There's a riot in China to prevent the building of a coronavirus quarantine center in their town.
So, oh, they don't want all those people shipped in. I could see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that either if I was in a town. Do it out. They got plenty of outback land. Build it out there.
Yeah. Like if it's America, let's say, well, put them in the Nevada desert.
Yeah.
Don't put them in, you know, the outskirts of Pennsylvania or something outside Philadelphia.
Who is it, Mao, who said if we have a world war and we lose 600 million people, that'll be a good thing for China?
Well, basically said, I don't know what the population was then, but they have a billion and a half. If they lose half a billion,
yeah.
They still got a billion.
Yeah, exactly.
They could lose America, more than America.
Yeah.
They could lose double America and still have close to a billion people.
Yeah, and be happy about it.
Yeah, and they may like that better, maybe easy for their managed economy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Australian scientists create lab-grown coronavirus in effort to develop a vaccine. Imagine
that.
An eventual cure. Okay, sure.
No,
Utter
so.
Chaos. Coronavirus exposes China healthcare weaknesses. Well, I think what it exposes, possibly, you know, like we talked about with Wayne Elliott yesterday, when you're not healthy, you're right. susceptible.
Right.
When you don't have certain, it's like the people in Samoa. They talk about that measles thing in Samoa.
Right.
The WHO recommended, look, everybody needs to take a vitamin A, a dose of vitamin A.
Drop underneath the tongue or whatever it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, a vitamin A.
Yeah.
You think they did that first? No. No, they waited and waited. They already recommended that they do that.
Right.
So, see, in America, nobody, virtually nobody dies of measles.
Right.
Virtually no one. No one. Literally, like one person in the last 5 years. Literally.
Yeah.
Why? Because we have a relative source of nutrition for some of these vitamins. I'm not saying that, you know, we got GMOs and chemicals and all that, but at least we do have some vitamin A and some vitamin E and some vitamin C still that's available. So we have a lot more immunity and a lot more resistance to be able to, use measles as it should. Basically, it's a childhood development. It's immune developmental mm-hmm. disease. It's a rite of passage disease.
And in that same time, tens of thousands died in the bathroom during that same time.
Died in the bathroom?
Yeah. Slipping.
Oh, yeah, right. Slipping on tiles.
Right.
On, you know, anything.
Cracking your head.
Well, the third leading cause of death is death by doctor in America.
Oh, I believe that.
That's the third leading.
That's fact.
That's a CDC statistic. Yeah. They admit that. And you know whatever number they admit, you can probably
double it.
At least 50% more.
I'd say double it.
Merkel pushes for EU accession talks for Albania and Northern Macedonia following a meeting with Albanian Prime Minister Edi Rama and Angela Merkel has called upon the European Union to open negotiations with Albania and Northern Macedonia to join the bloc. Okay, people are trying to leave. They want more people. They want more victims.
Yeah, they want more taxes.
Right. They want more.
They want more money.
They want more austerity. They want more people, suckers, to pay the
bill. That's it. That's the best line right there. Suckers.
Yeah, they want more suckers that we can loan the money to and then take their stuff.
At high interest.
And take their stuff.
And then take their property or whatever their resources are.
Donald Trump, this is a great quote. Okay. If I listened to John Bolton, we'd be in World War VI.
He never.
Not World War III. We'd be 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. We'd be in World War VI by now. He lashed out against his former national security advisor, John Bolton, as leaks from his tell-all book continue seeping into the media. Trump's, he was supposedly, there are pictures of John Bolton walking around the streets of Qatar.
Yeah, I saw the pictures. I saw him.
Is that odd?
Looked just like
odd?
Him. Yeah, looked just like him.
Maybe it's his double. Maybe doppelganger. It's who knows?
Well, one of that guys, one of them spooks told Bolton he better get out of the country. I don't know. He got out of the country.
Trump said Bolton, quote, begged him for a job in the administration that did not require Senate approval because he believed he would never get it. He acknowledged he hired Bolton despite many in his administration advising.
A lot of people told him not to do that.
Frankly, if I listened to him, we'd be in World War VI by now.
It was a big neocon. He wanted war with everybody.
That's the quote of the day.
Yeah, it was. It's great. It's great. Bolton. But did he ever fight in a war? Did he ever go volunteer and shoot at anybody? No.
Out of Breitbart, the list, 26 GOP senators and 97 House Republicans ask for more foreign workers to fill U.S. jobs. Okay, you think we need to stop abortions? They keep saying for the greater good. Oh, it's not good to have all these. What are you talking about? All those arguments. I mean, a life is not something to be marginalized as a resource to me. But that's the argument that the pro-abortion people, anti-life people said. Well, we can't feed these. We don't need these. What are we going to do with these people? Now you're telling me we need all these people.
Yeah, we need all of them. Didn't kill so many. We'd fill them jobs.
So, anyway, House Democrats unveil $760 billion infrastructure plan. At least somebody is. I mean, I'm not for all the spending like crazy, but if we're going to be blowing money like crazy with the bankers and through the repo market, at least let's build. Can we have a decent road?
Yeah.
Can we have a couple bridges?
Yeah, I'm for that, too.
House Democrats unveiled the framework for this infrastructure investment over 5 years. It's not a formal bill, but it does not offer proposals of how to pay for the investments in infrastructures like highways, rails, airports, and expanding broadband access. When they say broadband access, they don't say here 5G.
Right.
See, that's, I don't like that.
No, I don't like
that. Where is that going?
And it's easy to pay for. It's just add another zero to on your computer. It's really easy to pay for in today's money.
Yeah.
In today's money, it's really easy to pay for.
It's it's real easy until it isn't easy.
Right. Exactly. Until it is, let's build.
Pentagon raises number of troops injured in Iranian attack to 50. An additional 16 U.S. troops suffered concussions or traumatic brain injuries during Iran's ballistic missile strike earlier this month. The Pentagon said Tuesday, raising the total 50, marking the fourth time in 2 weeks the military's increased its injury assessment. Okay, this is a big story. You remember when Daniel Estulin was on, you remember we talked about this?
Yeah.
We asked the question, how do you know anybody did not die
right.
in that attack? Remember where they said Iran attacked? And they said, oh, nobody was injured, nobody died. Then they said, well.
They didn't even hit that point.
Well, some were injured.
Yeah.
Then they said, well, maybe more. Well, it wasn't a big deal. Well, maybe more. Now they're saying a number.
Yeah.
I've heard through the grapevine that people were killed.
Yeah, me too.
People were killed. We said that here. We put that out there.
Buildings were demolished.
See, this is why people don't trust,
our government.
If you're a new listener and you're, you wonder why kind of I doubt everything
the government says.
Everything they say. This is why. They told you, don't you remember? You're a new listener. You're kind of listening to this show for the first time. You don't know me or Uncle Kevin from Adam.
Yeah.
And you're listening. You're like, why are they so, boy, they're pessimistic. No, I'm experienced.
Yeah.
No, I've seen this before. They told you, Donald Trump, all of them, nobody was injured. Nobody was killed. It was empty barrack. No Americans were hurt. Right? Remember that?
Yeah.
And on this show, we said, that's not true.
That's right.
We said, our sources are saying that people did get killed.
That's right.
Okay, you remember that?
Buildings were destroyed.
Well, they admitted buildings. I'm just saying what they going against what they said. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. But they didn't admit they were destroyed immediately.
Well, people injured and killed.
Right.
See, not, they're not even mentioning people killed. Our sources are saying a good many were killed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, this is why we don't believe. Our first out of hand, my first reaction on important stories like this is, what is the, that's why I'm so suspicious about this virus.
Yeah.
It's hard
it's hard to tell.
How do you believe them when they lie to you so much? About simple
everything.
Things. Did they kill anybody in the bombings or did they not? Is that so hard?
Right. Are you going to do anything about it? If you're not going to do anything about it, that's fine. Tit for tat, I'm okay with it.
Trump signs that new NAFTA deal, which I'm not
like that at all.
Boeing posts first annual loss in more than two decades. Well, Boeing,
those guys, those designers should be in jail for that crappy plane they designed.
There's a pretty interesting discussion. Mac, I like Max Kaiser. I listen.
Oh,
to
I like
often.
Max a lot too.
He's having a discussion with Christine there, and he talks about the head of Boeing was trained under Jack Welch. Jack Welch from GE.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Welch was hailed as a hero from taking the stock from 1980 to 2001, 20 years, basically 4,000% or whatever. Mm-hmm. Jack Welch cut out the soul of GE, raised all the stock, and basically made it a zombie company and hollowed all the goodness out and to raise the stock.
That's right.
Okay, the people running Boeing have been trained in that mentality.
That's right. Why
they have a plane, a huge plane that can't even fly right.
Correct. And I did some research on that. The engines are pointed up with the wings, so you need a computer to fly it. A person cannot fly it.
Army wants social network exploitation services to police threats. Let me translate for you. The police wants to surveil you some more. Imagine that. Ring doorbell app packed with third-party trackers. You know that Ring where it takes a picture? Yeah, imagine that. Yeah. So they track facial recognition. Remember we had the story talked about you're going to use facial recognition in
everywhere.
It now?
Yep.
And just another camera on everywhere that's going to track where you go and put you, you know, 5G's then everywhere. They can link to every, I mean, you can see this being built.
Oh, yeah.
Gentlemen. Warehouse robots learn to sort out tricky stuff. Major advance in AI. You think you're going to have your job in the warehouse?
No.
Not so long.
Maybe
glyphosate, weed killer. Glyphosate, now primary cause of kidney damage. Remember the special? We'll mention on the other side, but
that's special,
on the kidney formula
I'm
Wayne talked about.
I'm excited about that product.
Walnuts may slow cognitive decline in at-risk elderly. You're listening to The Power Hour. Chris Slaterly on the other side.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
since H.G. Wells, everyone has speculated that the coming of an alien civilization would be to invade, plunder, and pillage our planet. But is that really the only scenario? Galacom 4 by Martin St. James ponders on a different type of alien visitation, one that has far-reaching implications to our modern-day society. Enter into a comical world where aliens visit planet Earth and take a peek as to how they would see us. Galacom 4, The End is Near, is available to Power Hour listeners through Amazon, and if you hurry now, you'll receive a savings of $6 through the month of January. This is a very unique book that we are pleased to be promoting at the Power Hour. We promise you will be engaged and entertained from start to finish. Visit thepowerhour.com or call 877-817-9829 for more information. Again, that's 877-817-9829.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
Recommend just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM Sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Enter just a second. Chris Slatterly will be joining us about we're going to talk about abortion, where we are, what Trump's speech meant. So stay tuned to that. In the meantime, Todd is getting calls. We're getting calls. We're getting emails. I almost feel awkward going over this so much. But let me talk about what we're doing at the Power Mall, what we have at the Power Mall. This virus, I think this is a real threat. I think it should be considered as such. That's for me. I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving medical advice. And I sent out an email, told exactly what my family's doing. In the break, I just went there downstairs and got the upstairs and got my vitamin D and my Oregaresp. I haven't taken that today. I take the oregano oil. I take the Oregaresp is unbelievable. Now, this is a lung-based disease. That's what people, it's a kind of pneumonic kind of disease right now. That's what we're seeing. It affects the lungs, the respiratory system. Oregaresp is the best thing that I've seen specifically for that kind of deal. And Cass Ingram, the interview last week where he talked about that, I think confirms that. Oregaresp is fantastic. I love any kind of lung problems, boom, I go straight to the Oregaresp. I use oregano oil quite often. Of course, we have colloidal silver. Glenn Parnum is going to be on a little later to discuss that. Vitamin D, the research is showing, the doctors that are out there, they're researching this, are saying zinc, selenium, and vitamin D and vitamin C are real key, and plus all the other oregano, colloidal silver, Oregaresp. All those things together. I did find out also heart drops, because they deal with nitric oxide. Nitric oxide helps in that respiratory situation. So all those things are very important. Now, if you could only buy one thing, I would already, oregano oil to me, I would have that no matter what. Colloidal silver, I would already have no matter what. I'd have it in my pantry. If I already had that and I could only buy one thing, I would buy the Oregaresp if I'm worried about the virus. That's me. That's for me and for my family. That's what I would do. We have sales on the Eye Complex, of course. Dr. Abel is going to be coming on next week or later this week. Eye Complex is on sale. The Willard Water is available. The new customers get 10% if you haven't bought in a while or if you're total new customers. We're getting a lot of new listeners, a lot of new customers. Thank you for spreading. Oh, I apologize about my voice. Thank you for spreading the show. Thank you for spreading the information. We also have a sale from Strauss products, Smooth Oregano and Cold Storm. If you spend $100, you can get those at deep discounts. The new pack from Wayne Elliott, the Strauss Cardio Support Bundle, the Cardio Support CardioCom, the Kidney and the Heart Drops is on sale. If you buy all of them, you get 15%. The Kidney Support, if you purchase the three bottles together, That's what Wayne says. Generally, it takes about three bottles together to really have a good kidney support. And there's a lot of people that, have questions about kidney and cleansing. Getting cleansed, liver cleanses, kidney cleanses, all these, the circulation. This is life. This is what we're doing here. This is what we're offering here. Well, I want you happy, healthy, successful, and free. This conversation is much more serious and much more immediate than it usually is because of the environment. But this is your independence. This is your freedom. We want to be able to support you. You've always supported us. Thank you so much for your purchases, your donations, your prayers at the Power Mall. Please be patient. Please call. Please leave a message. We will get right back to you. We have multiple people answering the phones. Obviously, there's a lot of interest. So 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Of course, the vitamins, just being the multivitamin, the Grown by Nature is excellent. These are the kind of things, stay healthy. So thank you so much. Chris Slatterly is our first guest today, and I'm really excited, especially everything that's going on. He's the founder. Oh my gosh. He's the founder of Expectant Mother Care, also known as EMC Frontline Pregnancy Centers, back in 1985. He is an outspoken advocate. He is an effective advocate for pro-life and changing our culture in America. We're very excited to have him on. Chris, welcome to the Power Hour.
Hey, thanks very much. God bless.
Yes, God bless you. Just briefly, Reader's Digest version. We've never had you on before. I've never interviewed you. Maybe Joyce did. Just give us a background. Tell us about you and what your outfit does.
We rescue children from certain abortion in America's abortion capital, New York City. We've been at it for 35 years. We've counseled over 150,000 girls and women in pregnancy centers throughout the city. We do ultrasounds. We do counseling, referrals, helping women get insurance coverage. But most of the women coming to us are pregnant and considering an abortion, and we get them the help they need. And in many cases, 40 to 50% of the time, we turn them around from an abortion decision. We also employ, especially in the summer, young people in praying and outreaching in front of abortion clinics, not with signs, but just peacefully outreaching to the women on their way, walking into the many abortion clinics in our city. So we've been doing this for 35 years. We have a lot of success. I'd say we've rescued over 40,000 children.
That is fantastic. I mean, that is more than fantastic. I'm applauding you. I would stand and clap right now if I could. EMCFrontline.org is your website. EMC, Edward Mary Charlie, Frontline.org is your website. And you can learn more about that. Okay, let's talk about President Trump's speech at the March for Life, the first president ever to attend that. How big a deal was this? What does it mean for an outfit like yours?
Oh, it was huge. I brought down a group of 15 people. Some of them came in from other states, and we stayed in various suites just outside the city. It's become a week-long set of conferences, events, educational things, an expo, rallies from all angles, abortion alternatives, post-abortion women speaking out, lawyers speaking for life and about all their lawsuits, and then a general educational conference the day after the march, which has been pretty much moved to Fridays most years now. It's not always on the 22nd. It's usually within the week of the 22nd of January. But this year was on Friday, the 24th, and it was fantastic to have the president there. This was my 40th march, okay? I started when I was 24. And I've heard a few broadcasts from the White House via radio link or video link by President Reagan and the Bushes, and President broadcast live from the Rose Garden last year, and Vice President Pence was there 2 years prior. But this was the first time a president, and I guess it's realistic to say that we'll only ever have Republican presidents, at least in the foreseeable future, that would ever appear. Anyway, it was exciting. His speech was well written. I doubt he wrote it, but he delivered it with beauty and zeal and really fired up the crowd. And it's impossible to count the crowd because the police don't count crowds in Washington, D.C. events ever anymore. It definitely was hundreds of thousands. And
wow.
You know, hundreds of thousands. And they come from, and many, many of the people are high school groups, college groups. Many of them are from Catholic schools where the entire school is let off for the day because it is a school day, all right? So not public schools are not going to let the whole school out for, I mean, kids can play hooky if they're in public school, but the Catholic schools go all out in the surrounding states of Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia. Notre Dame University sends 17 busloads all the way from South Bend. Buttigieg's town, and so it's beautiful to see the young people. It is, I would say, 80% kids under 21, which
wow.
is astounding.
Wow!
I mean, with their
that
banners for their schools, yeah, their banners for their schools,
wow.
marching together, and it's
okay.
a march from the mall up Constitution Avenue up to the Supreme Court.
All right, let me interject here. Let me ask a couple questions. What you just said, that really warms my heart. I have felt, and I've said this repeatedly, you tell me if I'm right or wrong here, I think America's ready to turn on the abortion issue. I think we're ready to flip this whole thing. What's your feeling?
Well, flip the federal policy. Flip our U.S. Supreme Court to life-affirming decisions, but it is not going to happen with this current Supreme Court. We must re-elect President Trump so that the next Supreme Court picks he gets. Because you have to remember something: the original Roe versus Roberts does not want to overturn a 7-2 decision that's been in place for 47 years. By a 5-4 decision. That's not prudent. It's not, it would be too disruptive to overturn a 7-2 decision with a 5-4 one. Not going to do it.
He may not do it. If he had a million people in his backyard, he might. If he had a million people show up in his backyard screaming at him, he might, you know,
Washington. He wouldn't. I mean, we just had a few hundred thousand and they've been coming 46 years. To the Supreme Court. That's where they end up. So,
all right. This is an important observation that you're making. Okay. Let me ask you something a little different. Okay. We're seeing states, not on the federal level. Roe versus Wade is obviously unconstitutional. The federal government never had the authority to make these type of decisions. That's obvious. We're seeing states like Alabama, Louisiana, Georgia, I think Mississippi. We're seeing some of these states being very aggressive limiting abortions, even to a heartbeat bill that basically could be, we're talking 10 weeks, no abortion anymore. What do you see this? Is this a continuing trend or is this a polarizing trend throughout the country where New York and California will let anything go and then more conservative states will be more restrictive? What do you see there?
You know, we're going to see continual battles in the states. We just saw on Wednesday numerous pro-life laws overturned in Virginia. Virginia has gone from a red state to a blue state. And we saw their governor a year ago pronounce that he would let a woman decide after birth between her and her doctor whether to kill the child. He said that on the radio. That was a scandal.
Yeah, we heard it. Yeah. You keep them comfy.
He and the Democrat Party that have taken complete control of the Virginia government are turning everything upside down there. Just this morning on Fox News, the governor of West Virginia invited Virginians to move to a state where they respect pro-life. His main point, we're a pro-life state, and we're Second Amendment friendly. Come to West Virginia.
Do you see hope in, you know, what just happened with the gun situation in Virginia, the amount of support, the county standing up? Do you see hope in that, that maybe that could be repeated for the abortion issue?
We have very strong pro-life state operations in many, many states. But, you know, with the changing demographics in states like Virginia and the horrific complete Democrat control in totally blue states like California and New York, it's a complete uphill battle. I mean, I'll give you an example of how bad it got in my state, New York. This past year, and just the, a new law went into effect in the state of New York in the fall, which didn't get a lot of publicity, but it is called a boss bill, and it requires, with only limited exceptions in New York City for religious institutions, it requires all employers to hire pro-choice people, even pro-life organizations. So I am filing suit this week against these boss bills that have created a new protective class. The pro-choice person is like a gay rights kind of a designation. In other words, if you're pro-choice, you are a protected class of people from being not hired or from being fired. So let's say you're a school principal. And a female comes out, I just had an abortion, I'm proud of it. Religious schools cannot fire the woman. Or a teacher that espouses pro-choice policies in the school can't be fired. Or you can't deny hiring. Now, this is how extreme you're getting it. I mean, we now legalized abortion till birth in New York State. Virginia tried it. They failed, but they're going to keep trying until they pass it. Other states have tried and failed to pass these extreme laws, although there are already late-term abortions, third-trimester abortions are legal in New Mexico and Maryland. That's where most of the third-trimester abortions in our country are being done, New Mexico and Maryland.
Oh, my gosh.
We have a very, very divided country. I don't think we've been as divided since the American Civil War. I mean, we could see this in the politics of the pro and anti-Trump efforts in our country.
Let me interject a couple things, a couple thoughts. You mentioned Mayor Pete. I call him 10K Pete because he got about 10,000 votes there in South Bend. That's how he got elected. But anyway, he was at a town hall meeting. He was asked by a Democrat, that, hey, I'm a Democrat, I'm pro-life. Is there any room for me in your party? And Mayor Pete,
yeah.
Did you see this? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I heard about this, yes.
And he basically
no place for pro-life Democrats in the party.
Yeah, he basically said, no, not really, and I don't really care what you say. No, diversity, inclusion, no. Nope.
Well, there are only one or two pro-life congressmen left in the House of Representatives. In the Democrat Party. They've been purged. They've been purged in Congress.
Why is this such a... Chris, why is this such a big deal?
It's litmus tests that have been passed on the national level, and in many states, you can't run for statewide government. There are a few exceptions. We have an outstanding candidate for Congress in New York City in the Bronx, named Reverend Ruben Diaz. He's been in our state government. He's been in our city government of New York, and he's running for Congress. If he gets in, he's going to be the most outstanding pro-life Democrat in the country. He's Hispanic. He's a pastor. He's been in politics for over 30 years, and he's going to be a rare gem if he's elected. He's a household name in the Bronx, so I'm very optimistic he's going to get elected as a pro-life Democrat.
Wow.
In New York City.
Wow. I'm going to throw a couple things out here. Now, it may seem a little esoteric, you know, if you don't want to comment, that's fine. But I've had a couple former cultists, former Satanists on this show, and they found God, uh-huh. They reformed their life. They have told me flat out, they've told our audience, flat out, without question, the cultists believe and the satanic hold on this country, the linchpin of that spiritual hold is abortion and pedophilia. And that's why we're seeing that this is such a like you said, a litmus test issue. It's almost like it's the most important thing that the Democratic Party even has right now. You can believe anything in the Democratic Party except be pro-life. I mean, it's almost to that extent.
Sure.
Does that mean anything to you?
Yeah. So there is a major spiritual battle. The evil one is absolutely enthralled with abortion. It is the way to bring down a nation. It's the way to corrupt the culture. It's the way to destroy lives and souls simultaneously. There's no doubt about it that, I can't speak from any direct experience about cults or Satan groups but I mean, Satan often works in a very invisible way. And he works through political parties. He works through politicians, and they espouse their lies, and they try to corrupt our churches. You know, people like Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi, who are Roman Catholics, you know, are a scandal to this Roman Catholic, who is appalled that they get away with espousing Catholicism, a bastardized version of it, to claim that our church is open to abortion advocacy. Diametrically opposed to the truth.
We're talking to Chris Slatterly from emcfrontline.org, EMC, Edward Mary Charlie, frontline.org, and we're having a discussion. Did you see where Joe Biden was refused communion by one of the priests?
Yeah, a courageous priest. Thanks for him. He'll probably get demoted somehow. But that's what we had. We had a very wicked archbishop who took orders from our previous Pope Benedict, and he misinterpreted to the public. Pope Benedict said you can and should be excommunicating these pro-choice, pro-abortion Catholic politicians. And this archbishop, now Mr. McCarrick, who was defrocked, and a report is due out next month from the Vatican about how he got promoted to become a cardinal. You remember that story.
Yes, absolutely.
Uncle Teddy McCarrick. Anyway, he distorted what Pope Benedict had said, that we should be excommunicating these pro-abortion Catholic politicians. I believe that should be done, but whether or not it is, the fact is some pro-abort politicians like Andrew Cuomo, another pro-abort Catholic, would use it and make the issue just a Catholic issue, which it's not. This is a human rights, civil rights issue. The humanity of the unborn child is not up to religion. Okay, we know from science when life begins that every person has a unique DNA established from one cell. Yes, there can be twins, but the fact is, you know, it's a scientific proof that life begins at conception, and the destruction of human life is one of the greatest evils of our society today. And
let me
the
ask
protection
you,
of these children has got to be a priority for all of the listeners here.
All right. And our audience is very much so. Let me ask you maybe a little different. There's the idea that we're pro-choice. I don't know if you've ever heard of Terry Beatty in her book. I think it was What If We Were Wrong?
Terry Beatley. Yes.
Beatley,
a chapter,
yes.
I helped her write the book.
Very good.
I have a chapter in there about my story about how I helped convert this abortion king, Dr. Bernard Nathanson, to the church. I was the sponsor to become a Christian.
Okay. I'm asking the right person then. In that book, Bernard Nathanson, he talks about how they had a PR firm. There were these words like pro-choice. They were making up statistics. You know, where did you get these statistics about women and coat hangers and alleys? Oh, we made them up. Where did you, you know, we had a PR firm.
Yeah,
pulled them out of thin air. The idea that they were going to be pro-choice and then you were going to be anti-abortion. So we're anti-abortion, they're pro-choice. So immediately in people's mind, then it became women. Then they separated women from their church beliefs and how they did that. Okay. I think that's starting to turn, this idea of pro-choice. I think the idea is getting out there. Wait a minute. If you're reproducing, you had a choice to reproduce or not. I mean, unless you're raped, unless we're talking about rape.
Of course.
You had a choice to reproduce. Now you're wanting to use, you don't like your choice. You think it was an irresponsible choice, and now you want somebody else to pay for it. I mean, is that idea getting out there?
Oh, absolutely. And there's been a massive attack on Planned Parenthood, which has now got over 40% of the American abortion business. While number of clinics in the United States has been on the steady decline to under 700 clinics from a peak of in the early 90s of over 2,000, Planned Parenthood is doing 40% of American abortions, and they're getting increased share of market. Now, they just took a financial hit because they chose to drop out of Title X because it required separation of birth control activities from abortion activities. So Trump successfully cut $65 million a year out of their budget nationally. But they're a billion-dollar annual operation in the United States. They get lots of money from federal funds, but still on other programs and state funds.
Chris, there's the music. Do you have about, on the top of the hour, can you go about five or six so minutes into the next hour?
Sure, sure. By the way, last name is pronounced Slattery.
Slattery.
No
okay.
L in there. Somebody misspelled my name. Slattery.
Okay. Slattery. Chris Slattery. EMCFrontline.org.
Got it.
Stay tuned. And then Glenn Parnum.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all-natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.